I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Michael Cera stars in an endearing coming-of-age comedy called Youth in Revolt. In one way only, but a significant way, Cera reminds me of Billie Holiday, who achieved subtle marvels within a severely limited vocal range. His voice is breathy, wistful, and piping, yet it's plaintive and emotive. His abstracted demeanor suggests an emotional range that's narrower still, but his inhibitions are translucent rather than opaque. Directly behind them, intelligence seethes and passion smolders. It's remarkable that such a singular young actor, he's only 21, should have found so many worthy vehicles in such a short time. Superbad, Juno, and Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist. But he's done it again as Nick Twisp, the hero of Youth in Revolt, which was directed with impressive flair by Miguel Arteta and adapted by Gustin Nash from the novels by C.D. Payne. Nick has intelligence and passion to burn, but nowhere to burn it. He lives with his divorced mother and her scruffy boyfriend, loves classic foreign films, uses elevated language to confide his yearnings to a journal, feigns sophistication with charming haplessness. There's a casual reference to that craggy icon of American poetry, Bobby Frost, and he lusts after a Lolita-like apparition named Sheenie Saunders, who's played delightfully by Portia Doubleday. Her boyfriend, Sheenie says, writes futurist percussive poetry, and Nick agrees. He certainly seems to have a gift, Nick says, for smashing ungraceful words together and deeming it a poem. From the moment Sheenie appears in Nick's life, the plot turns on his frantic efforts to follow her to the ends of California, if not the earth, and to obey her taunting injunction to be bad. To that end, Nick invents a mustachioed Belmondo cool alter ego, Francois Dillinger, who sometimes teeters on the edge of silliness. The movie teeters too, but never loses its comic poise. Inevitably, Michael Cera's new film will be compared to Juno. Both benefit from his sweet-spirited drollery. Both revel in rich vocabularies. I can't resist quoting one more of Nick's deadpan lines. Like John Muir, I enter the forest with nothing but my journal and a sense of wonder. The comparison isn't a fair one, given Juno's dramatic complexity and Ellen Page's virtuosity. Youth in Revolt is basically an absurdist ramble, but a terrifically lively and likely ramble. And if you've been looking for a film whose hero uses the subjunctive frequently and correctly, this is it. The German filmmaker brothers Michael Spierig and Peter Spierig have come up with a new twist on vampires in an English-language movie called Daybreakers. The year is 2019, and vampires have taken over the world. They hunt down humans and farm them, like dairy cows, for their blood. But there's a catch, a blood supply that has dwindled to the vanishing point. If vampirism is to survive, a blood substitute must be found. That's a clever idea as far as it goes, and a pretext for some stylish action accompanied by several solid performances. Sam Neill is the CEO of a pharmaceutical giant, Ethan Hawke is a vampire hematologist, and Willem Dafoe is an ex-vamp who's managed to be born again human. Still, other performances are pretty awful, and somewhere around the halfway point, the clever idea turns into random notions. Daybreakers finally comes up with some comments on the predatory practices of Big Pharma, but it's an awful comedown from the blood-rushing brilliance of the early scenes. I'm Joe Morgenstern, and I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.